The program of work for this afternoon will be as follows. The third plenary will run from 14:30 hours to 17:30 hours. It will begin with the statement by the Director General, followed by the general discussion on item 3. In order to allow the maximum amount of speakers, it is proposed that the Secretariat make arrangements to run the plenary until 18 hours if need be. I would like to remind you that each speaker will be allowed a maximum of 5 minutes to deliver their speech. Timing is regulated through the use of traffic lights visible to the whole room, which in turn orange after 4 minutes and to red after 5 minutes. In principle, 5 minute speech corresponds to about 550 words. This allows the speaker to deliver at a speed which ensures quality of interpretation. Immediately after the commencement of third plenary, following the statement by the Director General, Committee A will hold its first meeting. On Tuesday morning, the fourth plenary will take place at 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. and will continue the general discussion of item 3. Concurrently, Committee A will hold its second meeting at 14 hours, and the committee credentials will meet in room number 7. Upon completion of this item, the plenary will continue the general discussion on item 3, while Committee A will hold its third meeting. In order to facilitate the organization of the week, I should like to propose, and this is a procedure followed by previous occasions, that the order of the list of speakers for the discussion under agenda item 3 should be strictly adhered to, and that further inscriptions should be taken in order in which they are made. Furthermore, I would like to propose that the speakers' list should be closed tomorrow, Tuesday, at 10 hours. These inscriptions should be handed into the office of the Assistant to the Secretary of the Assembly or during the plenary to the officer responsible for the list of speakers here on the rostrum. I assume these proposals are acceptable to everyone. I would like to remind delegates who have not yet submitted their former credentials that they should hand them over to the Secretariat of the Credentials Committee in Office A, 663 and 665 of this building before 11 hours tomorrow.